Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and in the aftermath of the school shooting at Sandy Hook, New York became the first state in the country to pass stricter gun regulations. But now the pro-gun community is pushing back against the requirements to register assault weapons, the ban on high-capacity magazines, and other provisions in the law. One of the groups leading the charge is the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, the official NRA-affiliated state association in New York. Thomas King is its president, and he joins us now. Mr. King, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you very much, Brian. It's good to be here.
What's your main objection, or what are your main objections to the New York law?
Well, there's a number of them. The ban itself, there's been discussions and there have been other court cases which just don't allow a total ban on any class of firearms.
You're talking about the assault weapons or the magazines?
Weapons, so we're talking about the assault weapons, yes.
Mm-hmm. What else?
The magazine ban and essentially confiscation by having to get rid of them is a violation of the takings clause of the Constitution, without being reimbursed. And then there's a bunch of other issues that I can't go into right now because the briefs are still being drawn up. We notified the state last week that we're going to be filing, and sometime within the next 2 or 3 weeks, the briefs will be filed.
There's a new statewide gun registry in the law and a uniform licensing standard. Background checks would now be required even on private sales, including at gun shows or person-to-person. Problem with those?
We're going to have to wait and see how it winds up with the research that their attorneys are doing. The registry is probably problematical. The licensing renewal every 5 years, it's not actually a renewal. You just have to go in and you have to have a background search done. That's redundant. That's already being done by the Department of Criminal Justice Services. It's been being done for the past 10 years. So why that was even included in there, I don't know.
Do you have a problem with universal background checks before gun purchases? This is something that Mayor Bloomberg's group was pointing out in a Super Bowl commercial. Wayne LaPierre has flip-flopped on from supporting it in the 90s to opposing it today.
Well, no, Mayor Bloomberg kind of spun what he was talking about there. Wayne LaPierre has never, and nor has the NRA, ever approved universal background checks. And neither do I. We are for background checks of everybody who's purchasing a gun, which is state law, by the way, in New York, at gun shows and all of that. But to say that I can't leave or give a firearm to my son without him having to get a background check, I can't live with that. That's not a
Not
the way things are done in New York State and in the United States.
Mrs. Lanza gave a gun to her son without a background check. Was that a good idea?
That is not what she did. Those were illegal guns because he killed his mother and stole those guns. And I'm tired of the press spinning that to say that these were legal guns. They were not legal guns. And she didn't give them to him. Those were her guns.
I read that she had taken him to shooting ranges. Is that true as far as you know?
We have been trying to find out the facts of what's going on over there. The Connecticut State Police will not release anything because it's an ongoing investigation, and we're particularly interested in because MSNBC, one of your sister stations, has reported that it wasn't an assault weapon that was used.
We're not a sister station with anybody. Certainly not any commercial network. But I will be honest here. I think that groups like yours empower criminals inadvertently and for not much reason. Well, let me ask you this question. The kinds of semi-automatics and big magazines that you want to protect have no role in hunting and no role in household self-defense. why doesn't that enable more Adam Lanzas and Jared Loughners to massacre more people in defense of this absolutist position?
Well, for the first thing, for the first reason is that where the problem lies, sir, is lies with the medical profession and the mental health industry. Did you know that Adam Lanza tried to, on his own, buy a gun in Connecticut but was turned down three times? Were you aware of that?
Why was he turned down?
Why? I don't know, because that's not public information, but he was getting the background check, and it was he was turned down for whatever disqualifying reason it was. And then the system broke down. The people who do the background check are supposed to and have notified the local people, and the local people are supposed to go out and investigate this person. It happens all the time everywhere. The system broke down. Were you also aware that Connecticut was attempting to pass a registry law, kind of like in New York State, that was for mental health issues, that would be disqualifying for mental health issues for people who are attempting to buy a gun. It passed the lower house, and in the Connecticut Senate, it was turned down because of actions by the ACLU and the AMA. Now, if that had gone into effect in March when it was supposed to, this certainly would not have happened. So don't blame the guns. Blame the system for not putting people in jail, not enforcing the laws, and allowing criminals back out in the street.
But that would argue for universal background checks and more stricter reporting by mental health professionals of people's backgrounds, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, we're for that. We don't want someone who has a mental health problem owning a firearm. You know, they should be disqualified.
But what?
We do, however, want a method in the law to allow somebody who is certified free of mental health problems which happens very often to be able to regain his rights. You know, if you look at a lot of the soldiers that are coming back from Iraq and coming back from Afghanistan are being treated with psychotropic drugs to help them ease back into society. That would mean that they're going to be disqualified from owning a gun without any method of getting it back. That's just wrong.
How would you measure cured in the case of those people?
That's not up to me. That's up to the professionals. I'm not a professional in the mental health field.
You wouldn't have a recommendation about that?
Absolutely not. That would be foolish for me to do.
State Senator Kathleen Marchione has circulated a petition that as of this morning had 121,000 signatures. It says in part, law-abiding citizens are not the issue. Millions of New Yorkers own firearms and do so safely, responsibly, and legally. The real issue, the real threat, is dangerous criminals having guns and the seriously mentally ill obtaining access to guns. And there are also significant mental health provisions in the new New York State law. In fact, we had a mental health advocate on the show who said that the law goes too far in terms of restricting access to guns for the mentally ill. So does that law address some of the concerns that you were just articulating about the mentally ill obtaining access to guns?
Yes, it appears to. You know, you don't know until you see how the regulations are promulgated from there. And that's what we're waiting to see. There have been no regulations coming out of this bill yet. And no one, the law-abiding gun owners nor the law-abiding gun dealers, know how to deal with this yet, because there are no specifics on what has to be done. So I'm waiting to see what the specifics are in the mental health end of it before I make a comment on that.
But to come back to the background check question, what's the point of better reporting of people with disqualifying mental health conditions if there aren't universal background checks to screen everybody?
I said that at every gun show, every gun store, there should be anybody who's buying a gun should be checked when you're buying it from a dealer. But if I'm going to transfer a gun to my son or to a grandson, I don't see the need for a background check.
So is there movement in your embracing the idea of closing the gun show loophole?
There is no gun show loophole in New York. Anybody who buys
a
firearm...
No, absolutely not. I'm asking you on a national level.
That's not for me to discuss. We're talking about New York right now.
But if you're going to talk about New York, another way that critics say groups like yours empower criminals is by allowing our cities to be flooded with illegal handguns because your sister groups in other states oppose laws that would slow gun trafficking. For example, the southern states that ship most of the illegal handguns to New York don't have laws against straw purchases from people not qualified to, for people.
Were you aware that the State University of New York at Albany did a research study on this 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago now? And contrary to what the mayor says, they found that over 80% of the guns that are prevalent in the illegal guns that are prevalent in New York State come from New York State, that they don't come from other states.
I'm not aware of that stat. I am looking at the website for the mayor's group, Mayors Against Illegal Handguns, which ranks states in the order in which they export guns to other states. Mississippi is number one. And so some of these things, tell me if you would support this or oppose this. The mayor's group lists 10 laws that it thinks are important to stop illegal handgun trafficking. One of them is criminal penalties for buying a gun for someone who can't. Mississippi doesn't have that.
Wait a minute. That's a federal law. That law already exists. You know where the problem is? The problem is that in big cities, they don't enforce the laws. 3 years ago, the New York Times had this very article. New York City fails to enforce gun laws. Reading through the article, there were 1,900 illegal gun arrests made in New York City. Only 300 of them were prosecuted. And this comes from the mayor, who is the leading advocate, anti-gun advocate in the United States. Come on, give me a break.
What kind of gun laws do you think New York City is not enforcing and why? He's already in trouble with many communities for stop and frisk, which is an aggressive anti-gun program.
Yeah, but they don't do anything after that. You know, stop and frisk is an infringement of anybody's against anybody's rights for search and seizure. You know, I'm really surprised that someone hasn't challenged that. I'm surprised the ACLU hasn't challenged that.
Oh, they have. It's in court right now on constitutional grounds.
Okay, well then, you know, there you go. You know, that's an infringement on rights, and I'm not really going to comment on that other than saying they don't enforce the laws. You know, they arrest somebody, they let them go. 300 out of 1,900 is an abysmal record. You know, and ask the mayor about that. You know, no one has ever asked him about that.
Going down this list of laws they don't have in Mississippi and other states, do you support criminal penalties for buying a gun with false information?
That already exists. That exists in federal law.
And what about the registry coming back to New York State now? You know, people who advocate for more gun control say every car is registered, and every illegal gun starts life as a legal gun. So if you want to track those moments when somebody took that legal gun and sold it into the criminal trafficking system, then each gun should be identifiable so it can be traced back. And that would be an effective method of at least contributing to stopping the illegal gun trafficking that's harming the cities.
That's hogwash. Okay, because that ability is already there for law enforcement officers. If they are working on an active crime, they have access to that. The thing that is not allowed is universal access to have a total list of everybody who owns a long gun in the state or in the nation. And that has been discussed many, many times by a lot of appellate courts, and I think the Supreme Court even ruled on that at one time. And frankly, that's illegal.
How could police trace those guns when they're in criminal investigations if the guns aren't marked?
What do you mean they aren't marked? They all have a serial number on them.
And are those serial numbers traceable to the person who bought the gun?
Absolutely. And they have been for 40 years. What you see, what you're perpetuating by asking the question are the fallacies that the anti-gunners use to scare the public. Everything that they're asking for already exists.
What about the stat that's come up a lot that a gun in the home is statistically many times more likely to be used on a member of the household than it is on a criminal intruder?
That's not true.
And yet the NRA argues that more guns make people more safe.
That's not true. It's simply not true. Look at the statistics. You know, we were all in a rush to the governor was in a rush to pass an anti so-called assault weapons ban. And do you know how many killings an assault weapon was used in? Not even an assault weapon, a long gun, a rifle, shotgun were used in last year in New York State?
It's true. The real problem is handguns.
No. The real problem is criminals. That's what the problem is. And until people like you and everyone else understand that the problem is criminals, not the legal and lawful gun owner, this problem is going to perpetuate itself. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that this assault weapons ban is going to make the kids in New York State any safer, the school kids?
Well, it could reduce the number of massacres. There's actually less availability of these guns, and obviously there are a lot of them out there, so the assault weapons ban probably is not going to have a huge effect. But on the big magazines that go, that issue is coupled with the assault weapons, Gabrielle Giffords' husband, Mark Kelly, noted the other day that Jared Loughner was subdued when he went to change his clip. And one of the kids shot in that case was hit with the 13th bullet. Before Loughner had to stop. Does that not dissuade you at all from supporting the extended capacity magazines?
Absolutely not, because what is never reported is the thing that really got Loughner to stop was the fact that there was a concealed carry holder there who accosted him in the process of this, and he ran. But that never gets reported. You know, what difference... First of all,
were some of the people shot not shot by that person?
No, they were not. Let me tell you something here. You know, Vice President Biden 2 days ago made a comment that, and that was the reason I asked you this question, because he was asked, and you know, off the record, you know, but there was a mic on, and he said. They asked him, is this going to make the people, you know, all of these laws that are being proposed, the Feinstein bill, is it going to make the people in the United States safer? And he said, absolutely not, but we have to do something.
But,
and that is the thought process of most of our politicians and the anti-gunners.
What legitimate use could someone possibly have for the kinds of weapons characterized as assault weapons?
Which part of the First Amendment do you want to lose? Let me ask you that.
First Amendment?
No. This is the same thing. We're talking about a right here that was guaranteed under the Bill of Rights by including it into the Constitution by our founding fathers.
But
what part of your freedom of speech do you want to give up?
Well, the question is where to draw the line, because it's already been ruled that the Second Amendment doesn't protect fully automatic machine guns, right?
Yeah. And, I'm glad you said that, because you know what the definition of an assault weapon is? It's a fully automatic firearm. That's an assault weapon. What you're talking about here are semi-automatic firearms that are the same as many hunting guns that have been used since the early 50s. There's no difference. They look a little different, but there's no difference in functioning.
But what's the thing you're protecting, other than the abstraction of allowing people to have those under the law? When
the Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights is an abstraction?
The abstraction of where you draw the line. If you can't use machine guns, the Second Amendment doesn't protect that. What's the point of including these semi-automatic weapons that usually get described as assault weapons? What's the point? What's the public good?
I repeat my question. What part of the First Amendment do you want to give up? You know, this is a right. This is a hobby to most people, and they shoot them. The federal government up until, as a matter of fact, right now, there's a program called the Civilian Marksmanship Program. And you can buy these firearms from the Civilian Marksmanship Program. And there's national championships with them every year. There's approximately 50,000 people that go out to Camp Perry, Ohio, and compete with them. You know, it's not the gun. It's not the gun. It's the people, and it's the criminals in the mentally injured people that are causing the problems.
Last question, and it's a cultural question. It's no secret that much of the divide over guns follows an upstate downstate split. If we're talking New York context,
sure.
Talk to the New York downstate audience, which is most of our listeners, and tell them what you think they need to know about gun culture upstate that would help bridge the divide.
We're all legal and lawful citizens of New York State and the United States. We are all parents, grandparents, mothers, uncles and aunts. It's something that we have grown up with. It's like living in a neighborhood and going out and playing stickball. It's the same thing. We go out to a range and we shoot. There is no difference. Can guns be dangerous? Yes, they can if you're not trained. But I can tell you right now that you can put a gun on a table and leave it there, and it will not kill anybody until somebody picks it up and pulls the trigger on it. And if you're a legal and lawful gun owner, like 99.9% of us, that isn't going to happen. And we don't come down and tell you how to live in your neighborhoods. So please, don't try to tell us how to live in upstate New York when you don't know about it.
Thomas King is president of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, the people versus Standard & Poor's. A new federal lawsuit says S&P did a lot to cause the financial crisis by defrauding the public about the risk of mortgage-backed securities. Stay with us.